FM 90.3 WJTL. I feel like Charlie Peacock produced everybody in the 90s. Out of the Gray, Margaret Becker, Jimmy A, and many more. That's from his own album, The Secret of Time, from 1993, called Dear Friend. Good morning to you. It's a throwback Thursday at WJTL. We are playing the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylin and Fred hanging out with you this morning.
Hey, we had a chance yesterday, and we gave you guys a chance to call in and win Family Life's Drawn Together, a couple's devotional, as well as registration to Weekend to Remember, which is happening in Hershey, February 28th through March 2nd. You can find all the details at weekendtoremember.com, but upcoming, we are going to announce those winners of the couple's registration coming up soon.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting. Also, intern Brooke joining us this morning. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Did anybody say they heard you on the radio last week?
Yes, a few people.
Did you get a lot of compliments?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. That's great. People at church came up, told you last night, hey, we heard you on the radio.
Yep.
That's always so
That's
much
pretty
fun.
That's exciting. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. Also joining us this morning from home, our friend Corey Pennypacker, the CEO of Bible to School. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you on the phone this morning. I know you're feeling a little under the weather, so it's even more special you're willing to be with us this morning. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, I'd like to say hi to my husband. He's on his way to work, so he needs to get there soon. So that's good.
Good, good. I hope he gets there safely, and I hope the car warmed up for him this morning, too.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, we're asking
our... Yeah, he was on his own today.
Yeah. Corey, we're asking our guests if they have a life verse that is special to them. How about you? Do you have a life verse?
I do. My favorite is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And I at Bible School, we work with future generation. And so I'm always looking to the future and his plans. And it's so peaceful to know that he has it all under control. He's got it, Fred.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Tell us about Bible to School.
Sure. Bible to School is a public school ministry that we equip parents, community leaders to teach the Bible to public school children once a week during school hours. And that's I always repeat that. It's during school hours and it's legal. And we do that through the release time court rulings from the 1950s and upheld by the Supreme Court. And what we have to do, Fred, to do that and teach people to do it is they do it off-site and they have parental permission and no tax dollars are used. So that's how you can teach the Bible during the public school day. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. And you often are partnering with churches and folks from the local community to volunteer with that. And you always bring us a great story about how God is working through Bible to School. Do you have a story for us this morning, Corey?
We do. I tell you, the studies out there are telling people that when they read the Bible on a regular basis, and these are secular studies, that their feelings of loneliness go down, and it drops 30%. Anger issues go down, it drops 32%. And we see this in like how kids respond to this, to the Bible. And our second grade little boy, we have a large group, small group format, so our small group leader said he was asking these, you know, in-depth questions. Like, they want to know, you know, where did I come from? What's my purpose? What happens after I die? And this little boy, they said, hey, you know, is there anybody in your family that, you know, talks about Jesus or goes to church or anything? And he said, no, my brother and I are the first generation to want to learn about Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
That's awesome. Know. So how many schools are you in our local area and throughout? I know you're expanding throughout the country.
Yeah, we have around about 51 schools in Pennsylvania. We have one in Idaho and one in North Carolina now. And we have about 126 classes. And we are talking to 13 other states that want to have this in their school, so we're real excited about that. But it's about 2,700 kids are registered this year, once a week. But the big thing that I just want your listeners to know is that 53% are not affiliated with a church.
Interesting.
So we are hitting, you know, right where, you know, they're not going to be going to church. So it's really something. If you want to be involved, we have room for you. The volunteers give about 2 hours a week, once a week, and they get to be with the kids and talk to them about Jesus. So,
if folks want to sign up to be a volunteer or get more information, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, you can go to our website, Bible2School.com. That's Bible, the number 2School.com. And we have actually a special request for some local people here in Lancaster County is that we have one class of 37 kids, and they're on the waiting list. So we have waiting lists.
Wow.
And we need 4 volunteers and 1 bus driver out there. So I want to see if somebody will respond to that. There's got to be somebody with a CDL out there.
Do you have a certain area that you're looking for that to happen?
That's in School District of Lancaster. So
okay.
That's in the city. So we're excited to possibly get these kids off the waiting list. But all our programs need volunteers. As you know, everyone needs volunteers. But if you want to work with kids and for 2 hours a week, we would love to have you.
Here's a chance to share the love of Jesus with school children during the day. It's just a couple hours a week. Bible 2, the number 2, Bible2School.com. Get all the info there. And if you have a CDL, you're a bus driver, and you would like to accommodate that school within Lancaster City, you can get in touch with Corey there as well. We'll talk more with Corey coming up in just a bit. Our 90s Throwback Thursday continues with Jackie Velasquez, Newsboys, and more next.